Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 66, and it's a Tuesday, October 10th, 2017. I am Nard.
And I'm a very relaxed Ray, back from vacation.
That's right. Ray just came from a vacation. He went on a cruise. It's a fabulous cruise.
And I was one of the younger people on the cruise.
Oh, really? So it felt good. Wow. So tell me about it. So what happened to the cruise? What cities? What town?
Let's see. We flew into Seattle, and the ship sailed out of Seattle. It's actually the ship that does the Alaskan cruises.
Yeah.
And it's switching over to its summer in the southern hemisphere. So they had a week. They had to work on the ship, so they just did a thing where they run up and down the west coast. And mm-hmm. we went from Seattle to Astoria, Oregon, to San Francisco, back up to Victoria, British Columbia, and then back to Seattle. So
nice.
It was a nice 7-day cruise. Nice. So
Friday to Friday.
I got to eat way too much. In fact, I had to put myself on a diet today because I can barely fit in my pants anymore.
Oh, no. So, did you get a lot of ice cream, soft serve ice cream?
No.
But I saw them.
I had one caramel sundae.
Okay.
When I was on the trip. But for dinner, I usually always had a dessert.
Oh, okay. So, what else do you have there? How about those sandwiches at midnight or 1 o'clock?
No, I'm not doing that.
But you saw that, right?
I usually had breakfast in the Windjammer, which is the like buffet restaurant. Mm-hmm. And then lunch and dinner was usually in the actual sit-down dining room.
And you had one night or two nights of formal dining?
2 nights of formal dining.
Wow, so, look at that. Fancy.
Yeah, but Seattle's beautiful for all our listeners in Seattle. I really like your town. It was sunny the whole time I was on this trip, so I didn't get to see the dreary Seattle that I always hear about.
Or the cloudiness or the mistiness.
It was a little chilly because of the wind, but it was getting ready to turn really cold up there, I think. So.
I see.
Astoria was cool. It's a nice older town with a lot of like gift shops, mm-hmm. Historical stuff, antique shops and stuff downtown. And it's also home of the Goonies. So.
Oh, okay.
And then, of course, San Francisco. I finally got to do something that I had never done before, which was go to Alcatraz, which was really, really cool. So I always wanted to do that and never could get it booked in time to do it.
And
this time I did.
You went inside the, what do you call that? The cage.
Yes, I went to you take pictures inside the prison cells.
Is that Pier 39?
Yeah, Pier 39. Because we were docked at Pier 33.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So it's just like a short little walk. I thought we were going to be at one end of the piers and there was going to be the other, but we were right next to each other.
So I just realized Pier 39, as I was there, you must have been in the same cage I went to when I was there back in 98. All the way to 98.
Probably.
That's almost, 17, 18 years ago. Something like
but if you get to go to San Francisco, plan ahead to go to Alcatraz. If you don't go. It's a lot of history and it's a lot of good stuff to hear and learn about.
If you're going to Alcatraz, you have to be there. You have to set aside about 6 hours of your day.
Well, yeah, we went over there and I wanted to spend longer, but they have no food on the island.
No.
My sugar dropped and I was like, we got to go. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to, but you only get your one shot, and I didn't realize that. I thought they'd have like a restaurant or something over there, but they didn't. So,
true.
And then later that night, I went to a bathhouse.
You went to the bathhouse? A bathhouse.
It's a Japanese spa.
Okay. Oh, that kind of.
About.
And it's a legitimate kind.
And that night, it was all male, so you could be naked.
So, oh, really?
Yes. So there's a lot of eye candy there.
Are there bears?
There's a lot in
there. There are no bears?
Me and my cohort were the two.
They're the only bears there.
Two biggest ones there.
Oh, so, really?
And at first it was a little like, I'm like, God, all these guys are like ripped and cut. And I was like, fuck them. Mm-hmm. So I just chilled out and enjoyed myself.
Oh, okay.
And had a good time. And it was like a real Japanese spa. So you had a hot tub. You had a cold tub. Mm-hmm. You had a steam room. You had a sauna. They had all these little drinks, little different flavored waters and stuff set out that you could drink.
Oh.
They had some bath salts, so you could do the bath salt. I didn't do the bath salt, though.
Oh, okay.
They had the regular showers, and they had the sit-down Asian thing where you fill the bucket up with water and take your bath there, sitting down. It was quite interesting. It was a nice little place.
Nice. So. I'm glad you got to enjoy it, and you got to relax a little bit.
So it was nice, yeah.
You only got just a little slightly fatter, is that what you're saying?
I got a lot fatter. Like, so. And the Victoria is gorgeous. I highly recommend anybody go visit Victoria because it's very pretty.
When we went on a cruise to 2011, we went to Victoria just for a while. It's a very nice, you know, quiet town. Mm-hmm. I remember.
Mm-hmm. It's nice size, so very pretty. So.
Yep. Okay, Ray. So, well, last weekend, just Mike just came over. We just had a romantic dinner Saturday. No, there are no candles.
What romantic dinner? Like, not candles.
Well, it's romantic enough because Mike's in town. Uh-huh. So we watch football. That's what all we did. Just watch football.
It's not romantic.
It's not.
Maybe for Mike.
For Mike, it is. So I'm glad he got to watch his usual football. Anyway, so before we move to our stories, happy birthday, Wayne. We just came from a dinner with him.
Yeah.
We ate at this Chinese restaurant, Hai Kang restaurant.
He's finally made it to middle age.
Oh, my God. He is middle aged now. Yeah. So, welcome to the 40s. So, yeah, it's how many were there? Were we there? About 17 of us. 17 of us. There's one big round table, and they had to fit all these bears all in one. All in one big table. So it was good to see everyone. It's nice. And we got to eat like a 5-course meal or a 7-course meal, something like that.
5 or 6.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Peking duck. We had some tofu. We had some crab rice, Dungeness crab rice. So that was delicious. I really enjoyed that. And lots of vegetables also. That's pretty good. It's like family style. Yeah. Big lazy Susan right in the middle. And it was good. Anyway, so yeah, happy birthday, Wayne. That's right, Wayne. Okay. So let's go to the stories here. Do I take this, Ray? I guess I do, huh?
No, I got this one.
All right, okay. Here's the gay.
Mississippi sweeping anti-LGBTQ law will go into effect after federal appeals court lifts jurisdiction injunction. An anti-LGBTQ law that the Human Rights Campaign described as the nation's worst would go into effect on Friday in Mississippi. Peddles of yet another pervasive religious freedom law, House Bill 1523 was signed by Governor Phil Bryant last year. A series of legal battles concluded over the weekend when the Fifth Circuit of Appeals rejected the petition to rehear a lawsuit attempting to block HB 1523 from going into effect. Plaintiffs in that case, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals found were not directly harmed by HB 1523, therefore it could go into effect. While LGBTQ rights groups vowed to take the case to the Supreme Court, no such case has been filed. Unless another injunction is issued between now and when it's scheduled to go into effect, HB 1523 will become law. HB 1523's broad stipulations are, in a word, inhumane. Here's a brief rundown summarized by the local newspaper and the Sun Herald. An Arizona-based Christian group, Alliance Defending Freedom, helped write the Mississippi law that Republican Governor Phil Bryant signed in 2016. The law protects three beliefs: that marriage is only between a man and a woman, sex should only take place in such a marriage, and a person's gender is determined at birth and cannot be altered. Based on these protected beliefs, Mississippi businesses and citizens can now refuse to serve anyone they believe threatens their religious ideology. HB 1523 quite literally specifies what forms of discrimination are legal. Religious organizations have the right to fire employees based on their sexual orientation. Landlords have the right to evict tenants who are LGBTQ. Landlords can reject LGBTQ rental applicants. Hospitals can refuse to operate on individuals seeking gender reassignment surgery. Basically, anything related to marriages are fair game for discrimination. State government employees are free to spew whatever type of LGBT sentiments they may have.
Anti-LGBT.
And adoption agencies can refuse to help LGBTQ people become parents. The list goes on. Perhaps one of HB 1523's most cruel provisions pertains to trans people. When the law goes into effect on Friday, it establishes sex-specific standards or policies concerning employee or student dress or grooming, meaning schools. Businesses and other organizations can force trans people to wear clothes that correspond to their biological sex at birth. Roberta Kaplan, who presented a case against the Defense of Marriage Act to the Supreme Court and won, has led the legal fight against HB 1523. Speaking to Mississippi Today on Sunday, she said, "Rest assured that we will do everything humanely possible to continue this fight, this harmful law on the merits in order to protect our nation's constitutional values and the LGBT citizens of Mississippi."
Yeah, so my comment here is that this still happens in 2017.
Ain't that much changed. The only thing that changed was the president that promotes hate is in office. So everybody that hates anything can come out and protest it.
Yeah. So right now, no matter what they say, though, the Supreme Court will not allow this. I don't think they will.
Well, they got to get a case to the Supreme Court first.
Yeah, they have to have a case first, which they do. And
well, no, they said they hadn't filed a case yet.
I mean, they need to. I mean, if they can, they will have a case. It's just a matter of time.
It depends on who gets on the Supreme Court, whether they allow it or not. I mean, right now, the Supreme Court judges are kind of a hung jury because they're still missing one.
Yeah. It's really sad. Because
Anthony Scalia hadn't been replaced because the Republicans wouldn't let Obama replace him. And then everybody Trump, I think, puts forward, they've been rejected. So,
yeah.
Unless I missed something over the last few months. But
yeah, so we'll see what happens. It's just it's just sad that this still happens. And Mississippi, of course, kind of expected, don't you think? I kind of expected.
It's always funny that the most poor states in the country are the ones that always are doing the most hateful stuff.
Hateful stuff, the most supposedly religious stuff. You know.
And they're the most poorest countries. They're mainly the poor state. They're mainly Republican. And they're all on a majority. Well, I can't say a majority. A lot of people there that are doing this stuff is also on welfare. So,
yeah.
I mean, these are statistics that you can go look up because we've talked about it on the show before that it's interesting that this happens in these states. So,
yeah.
But this could happen anywhere. So all it takes is the right people with the right power and the right money to push stuff through, and it can happen. So,
could happen in Alabama.
Yeah, it could happen. It's happening here.
It's happening here in Texas.
Texas.
That's right. It's really sad.
Yeah.
All right. How about something geeky, guys? I know this is like a nostalgic for me.
What are all these old people going to do?
I know. That's right. So AIM, it's the AOL Instant Messenger, will shut down after 20 years. I've been hearing about this in a lot of news outlets right now, but we were talking about this in the show because it's something that we ourselves have experienced this, and some of our audience are also have already used AIM before. So it's a sad moment. This is an article from The Verge. It's a sad moment. AIM, AOL's long-running instant messenger service that was the core to many people's first social experiences on the internet, will shut down once and for all. On December 15th, AOL announced the shutdown today. Well, when was this? A couple of days ago. Acknowledging that people can now communicate in new ways online. So AIM is no longer needed. AIM tapped into new digital technologies and ignited a cultural shift, but the way in which we communicate with each other has profoundly changed. Yeah, of course. It's like Facebook and Twitter and Snapchat. AOL cut off access to AIM from third-party chat clients back in March, hinting at this eventual shutdown. It's hard to imagine that many people are still using AIM, so that change nor this upcoming shutdown are likely to make a huge difference. So even though they shut it down, nobody's going to notice. That's what they're saying. So AIM was one of the first and most successful.
So my question is, why is AOL still around?
Oh, because they're still users, I guess.
I know, but why?
Why? Well, you just don't shut down. There are some services that are still useful, like Yahoo Messenger. They're still around, but
they haven't really shut
down. I understand. What I'm saying is there are many services right now that are still online that nobody uses.
Well, I know, but my question is, why is AOL still online after 20 years?
What do you mean? Because they're still being funded. But now they're not. They're
America
shutting
Online,
it down.
People are still, there are still users that are America Online. Why?
Why? I don't know. Because
that's what I'm asking.
It's cheap right now.
Google's free.
The email is free. The chat is free. But then some people still think, actually, there are some people who are still use it and still pay for it.
I know.
They don't know that they don't have to pay. And I don't know about actual dial-up or actual DSL access to it. But still, I know it's still available, and they still use their services. But particularly at this time, it's really just the instant messenger.
Yeah.
I used to use this. I remember.
I remember starting out with, was it Yahoo chat groups?
Yep. That's what I was saying earlier. And then Yahoo Messenger.
Well, they wasn't Yahoo Messenger at first. They were Yahoo chat groups where you logged in online and you went.
How? Website or?
Website.
Oh, okay. There was really an application called Yahoo Messenger.
Not back then.
Oh, back then, I remember. It's alongside with, yeah, I used it, like 17.
Now, when I was on here, there was Yahoo chat groups that you could get in, and you had to sit there and fight to get in a room, especially a gay room.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you sit there and nobody would talk to each other.
Okay. So you weren't able to use the application. There was an application before, just like AOL, because AOL, the application, used to work. And then
I think the Yahoo one was around first, and then I did AOL.
Actually, yes, Yahoo was around. I don't know if it's
because Yahoo used to be the big player.
Oh yeah, I used
and it was like between it and AOL.
I used to use Yahoo Messenger also, and they had a good chat. So okay, here's a little bit of history. Back in 2005, 2006, when I was using Yahoo Messenger, they also had the voice chat on it, and I remember Babalu. I remember even...
You're just getting there because I was earlier. Because I'm talking about... I moved here in 1998. So I'm talking about Yahoo chat groups.
Chat groups. I understand the chat groups. I'm talking about really the... Okay, I understand. The chat groups. Okay. You get a room. You look for someone. And then I understand that. But back then, back in 2000... Like I said, 2007... Fast forward, besides the chat groups, you can also do voice. They were able, but AIM didn't do that. I don't think they did. Did they? Yes, they did. AIM. AIM did voice also. But anyway, a little bit of history. When I used Yahoo Messenger, I used to interview people using AIM and record it for the podcast, for Bear Podcast back then. And with Babalu before, I think it was the first one I actually chatted on Yahoo Messenger with voice, so I could record it, so I have an interview. But anyway, so AIM, Yahoo Messenger, what's next, Yahoo Messenger? Oh yeah, they already shut down last year. So part of the article here is, in the recent years, MSN Messenger, that shut down in 2014, Yahoo Messenger shut down last year. Although Yahoo also launched a new messaging service under the same name. Yeah, okay. It was only a matter of time until AIM joined them, but there's still some nostalgia in seeing it go. Yeah. Remember ICQ. Remember that?
No, I never did.
You never used ICQ?
No, I was doing the Yahoo chat groups. Maybe ICQ was a little bit before that.
The one with the flower? Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I used to use ICQ. And back then, they were pretty advanced. Because when they used to do the real-time chatting, that when you're typing and the person on the other side was also typing, that you could see each other typing at the same time. How do you chat right now when you type... And then you say send, you wait for the other one to type, and then send. And then right now we have that dot, right?
Yeah,
okay. So back then, it was really real time. I think it was kind of advanced back then. Like I said, you are typing, I'm typing, we're both typing, but see how the words going out. I think it was eating a lot of bandwidth back then. And a lot of processing power.
You also got to remember back then in their late 90s, early 2000s, video phones are going to be the big thing. They never took off until now, where people are FaceTiming all the time. Mm-hmm. It took, almost 20 years?
Yeah.
To get that up in there. But the last 2 years, how often do you actually call somebody?
And, you just chat or just text messages now.
Text messages or you FaceTime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how we do it with Mike all the time now. We just really FaceTime. But you know what? I remember back then, before ICQ... Before Yahoo Messenger, there were these chat apps that you buy alongside with your video camera. So I'm talking about 1998. That's where I first met my first boyfriend back then. I used it was a camera that I bought from Circuit City. And, oh, wow, that's close
now. Circuit City, wow.
Yeah, right. That's close now. Anyway, so I bought that. And then what's funny, it was called Vocaltech iPhone. And they referred to it as the internet phone. So it was a company called Vocaltech, and I may be wrong, but I do remember it was called iPhone back then. And you'll go online, it looks like AIM, it looks like Yahoo Messenger, wherein you can select a room and you select people that you can chat with in this video. And of course, this crappy video coming in.
Yeah, I remember that. Why I never really got into video anymore, people. It was so crappy.
It's so crappy back then. But anyway, so those are my days of chatting online, and I was on using video.
Now
back
everybody has apps.
Yeah, apps. WhatsApp. What else?
Growler.
Growler?
Facebook.
Grindr, Facebook. You know what? That's what we should do, by the way. We should probably get away from the app specific, phone specific applications like FaceTime. We should probably start either using Facebook or using WhatsApp, or because you can switch devices
and stuff.
You can use your computer, you can use your an Android phone for people who like Android. Because right now with FaceTime, you're stuck with FaceTime.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, let's go to our bizarre Norre.
You take this one, Maynard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. With two
is
of them.
All you.
Oh, it's Santa Claus. Okay, okay. So Turkish archaeologists think that they may have discovered the grave of Santa Claus.
Now, just so y'all know, y'all can send the hate mail to Nard at gaygeekbazaar.com.
Why?
Because you just told him Santa Claus is dead.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Oh, that's right. Oh, shit.
That's why I didn't touch it.
Okay. Archaeologists in Turkey think they may have reason to rewrite Christian history. St. Nicholas...
No, not rewrite Christian history.
No, not at all. St. Nicholas, the inspiration... See, that's what they're saying. The inspiration for Santa Claus. So, is believed to have been born in the Demre district in Antalya. And new research at a church that bears his name that has uncovered a tomb that could house his undisturbed remains. On Wednesday, Semil Karabayram, the head of the Antalya's Monument Authority, told the Daily Sabah that his team has searched through historical records relating to Daily Sabah that relating to the St. Nicholas Church in Demre, and found reason to believe that the conventional story about what happened to the remains of St. Nicholas could be wrong. So the saint is believed to have been buried at this church before it was damaged in an earthquake. According to one account, Italian merchants stole his bones from a damaged sarcophagus during the First Crusade in 1087. Wow. The year 1087 AD. And brought them home where they've been stored at the Basilica of St. Nicholas in Bari, Italy, ever since. Each year on December 6th, the clergy collects a clear liquid that seeps from the tomb that is believed to have miraculous powers. Some believe that the liquid is seeping in from the outside the tomb, which is below sea level. But if people really are collecting some nasty liquid from a dead guy's bones, it might be the wrong dead guy. Working with the researchers from eight different fields of study, Karabayram says that an elaborate tomb was discovered beneath the St. Nicholas Church in Turkey after performing digital surveys. Karabayram believes that the men who removed St. Nicholas's bones mistakenly picked up the remains of a different priest, making it possible that the real St. Nick is still underground. It'll be some time before the researchers can get any closer to confirming the theory. We believe this shrine has not been damaged at all, but it is quite difficult to get to it as there are mosaics on the floor. Karabayram told the Daily Sabah the tiles will carefully be removed together in a mold for preservation. So I don't know if this is interesting that they found his remains. So what would the kids say that St. Nicholas
Santa Claus is not dead?
He's not dead. We always see him every. We always track him on the internet, and you know, so he always goes to different creepy in different houses.
I don't know where this article came from.
Well, yeah, you picked it.
Blasphemy.
It's from Gizmodo. So anyway, so I don't know. Things like this always come up, like the remains of this, or Christ's what is it? The shroud.
Shroud of Turin.
The shroud. Yeah, that one. And they always come up with these, and they just theorize that it's really, you know, the face of Jesus or St. Nicholas' body is found here. I don't know. I really doubt this is the same thing. It could really be another priest. So anyway.
There are priests everywhere.
Yeah. Is he chubby, though? Can you tell from the remains that somebody was chubby? Do you think? I haven't really read much about St. Nicholas if he was fat back then.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
St. Nicholas was actually a priest.
He was really a priest.
Priest, yeah.
He's just very, very giving and giving to kids and everything,
yeah,
right?
Just like the current priest.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I forgot you're a priest. Okay, let's go to the next one, Ray.
Okay, a man claiming to be from the year 2048 says he's back with a dire warning. A Wyoming man accused of public intoxication allegedly told the police he traveled from the year 2048 to warn mankind of a pending invasion by extraterrestrials. Bryant Johnson issued his grave warning to Casper police Monday night after officers were called about the man and his out-of-this-world message, according to the arrest report obtained by Huffington Post. Johnson, who police said smelled of alcohol and spoke with a slightly slurred speech, allegedly told officers that the aliens were coming next year and we need to make sure to leave as fast as possible. According to the report, he didn't specify an exact date or time for the aliens' arrival. He refused to speak with nurses or doctors and instead insisted on meeting with the president of the town, police said. Johnson informed officers that he was able to travel through time because the aliens filled his body with alcohol. He also claimed that he stood on a giant pad, which then transported him to the year 2017, though he said he was supposed to be sent to the year 2018. Johnson, who was allegedly found with a blood alcohol concentration of 1.36, was eventually transported to the Natorona County Detention Center without further incident. Of course, the joke could be on us when this all turns out to be true.
All right, so we tend to not believe this, right? Do you think he's really a crazy guy?
You never can tell. If you traveled back 100 years and started talking about stuff that was happening then, do you think people will think you were crazy?
No, they won't. No, they won't. But you should, if you're really smart. See, if you're from the future and you could, I would expect that you would be smart. I don't know if that's a good assumption. But if you're smart, you need to know how to approach it. Like documenting things and actually predicting things. I mean,
yeah, but what if the scary thing is this guy is from the future, and because of our current situation with the president and the people that's keeping him in power, maybe they've dumbed the nation down so much that that's all you get is a drunk man.
Or after all those years, yeah, that's the result of generations of the being dumb. Anyway, so of course he could, you know, he could just really be, it's really more believable that he's just making it all
I
up.
Think
but
he was just drunk.
He was just really
and
drunk.
Maybe on something else.
And watched a lot of sci-fi.
Yeah.
And maybe he just previously watched the Terminator or something like that. So
or
he could be
Day.
Yeah.
No, because Independence Day, excuse me.
Independence Day. Mm-hmm. Independence Day is about it's a present time. They didn't, nobody went to the past.
No, but the aliens visited.
Oh, okay. Oh, that kind.
Yeah.
They went, okay. Well, for one thing, the Terminator is different.
I mean,
it's all the
it could be a Men in Black type thing where they travel back to the past. Who knows?
No, maybe. That'd be exciting, though. I don't know if it's going to be exciting.
I don't think, man, I don't know. It's cool to, like, learn about stuff in medieval times and watch all that on TV, but I don't think I want to live there where you're wiping your butt with leaves and everybody's got typhoid and all you do is get a scratch and you're dead the next day.
Mm-hmm. So 2048, that's how many years in the past? That's 31 years.
31 years in the future.
31 years in the future. So
I'll be dead.
Sure, okay. But let's pretend right now that it was 31 years in the past for us now that you went, Ray. You went to the past 31 years ago.
I went to the past 31 years ago. So that would make me a teenager.
You'd be a teenager. Well, you don't want to see yourself. Do you want to see yourself?
Well, I don't know. That's the whole thing. Does that cause paradoxes in the time continuum?
Okay. So do
or
you even...
Or do I go back and tell myself, look, I'm you from the future. Look at me. We look exactly alike, except I have hair. You don't have hair yet.
Okay. And then you show a scar that's common when you were young or...
Yeah, tell them. But then do you believe it?
Probably
if,
I will.
If an older version, you walk back and start saying, hey, I'm the future version, would you believe it?
It depends. Of course, what do? You ask the right questions.
Yeah,
okay.
But you did that. You'd be a teenager. You'd be a young kid. You wouldn't even be a teenager yet. If it was 31 years in your past.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even be a teenager yet. So would you be smart enough to answer the right questions and know?
To ask the right questions at the right time. Well, probably not.
And how some of us, most of us even survive our teenage years, it surprises me because, you know, we did some stupid shit in our teens.
So if I'm from the future, well, present going to the past, if I'm going to do that, I'll probably just give hints or something, or write a letter, or
I might go back, and if I could convince myself that I'm him, would tell him a whole bunch of stuff that maybe make his life better. But then would I really exist because I've changed the timeline?
But you would do? Would you care then?
That, I don't know. Because then, I know what my life has been for the last 31 years. If I change it, is it going to be better? Or is it going to make it worse?
Yeah. Usually it's the worse.
Well, that's what the sci-fi stories tell us.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, always Murphy's Law.
It's like the butterfly effect, trying to go back and change things. And every time you change stuff, it makes it just as worse.
Yeah. So, you know what? If I have that chance, I probably won't want to change anything in my life because, I don't know, it could be worse. And the ones I experience right now, I don't think I want to miss all these. I'd probably give hints like...
I'd like to go back and see some people from my past that I miss now that are no longer with me. Mm-hmm. That I'd really like to spend some time with.
I'll spend time or tell them... Are you going to tell them when they died or something?
No, I don't know. I mean, it's just what I'd like to spend time
with. If you do that, you'll change their lives. And then once they know when they're going to die, they're going to do things not to reach that point. So that's going to be... Anyway, so yeah, this guy was drunk, says he came from the future. Would you listen to him? If he's really smart, though. Well, see, I can't
drunk.
Tell.
He's drunk off his ass and just...
He can't be drunk all day. I mean, let's ask the right questions when he's not drunk.
Well, so that's the whole thing. Ain't nothing said about when he sobered up or what they did, what else they found in his
So this blood. Is disappointing with Huffington Post. There's no follow-up. There's got to be a follow-up on this one. When a person is drunk and he does something or he says something... Give us a report when he's not drunk,
Well, maybe when he's not drunk, he won't talk to the reporters because he's not drunk.
Yeah.
He's gone home and hidden himself and has locked himself in his way in his house, so
people
aren't talking, making fun of him.
Was he arrested or anything?
Yeah, he was arrested because they did his blood alcohol level.
Was he driving?
I don't know, but they took his blood alcohol. So.
Oh.
Anyway.
Anyway, okay.
We're almost at 30 minutes, so let's wrap this puppy up.
All right, okay. So thank you, Mark, for listening. And like I said, happy birthday to Wayne. And happy birthday to our friend Dick also. He just turned 79.
That's old Dick.
That old Dick. That's right. So special thanks to Caesar for their great articles on Facebook. That's facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
If you want to send Santa Claus hate mail, send them to nard@gaygeekbizarre.com. Mm-hmm. Or you can call and leave us a voicemail and leave us some hate mail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Okay. All right. So go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you everyone for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next show. Bye.